Welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day 22, Sunday, December 23rd. I'm Emily, and I'll be your guide today. Let's start with a moment of gratitude. I'll give you 20 seconds of silence to think about something that you're thankful for, and then to thank God for it. So let's start that now. Now we'll move on to our petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray that the spirit of love will permeate our life and the lives of those that we know and love. Let's take about 20 seconds of silence to just pray for and remember our loved ones and pray that God's love will just permeate all those who are around us as well as ourselves. Our scripture reading today comes from Luke chapter 6, 27 to 36. So during this fourth week of Advent, we focus on cultivating love. So let's listen for what this looks like in the gospel. Jesus says, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Even if someone slaps you on one cheek, Our scripture reading today comes from Luke chapter 6, 27 to 36. During this fourth week of Advent, we're focusing on cultivating love. So let's listen for what that looks like in the gospel. Jesus says, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks of you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." We'll close today by meditating on 1 Corinthians 13:1, which says, "If I speak in the tongues of men or angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal." Let's take a few moments now to meditate on how a lack of love negates all of our human bluster and showmanship. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I might not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus my Lord. Amen.